It is 8:32, and joining me is Greg Mello, Executive Director of the Los Alamos Study Group. The Los Alamos Study Group seeks nuclear disarmament, environmental, economic, and social resilience, and peace, not war. At the end of October, the president said that he had ordered the U.S. military to immediately restart the process for testing nuclear weapons on a, quote, equal basis with Russia and China. I wanted to talk with Greg Mello about his reaction to the president's comments. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, before we jump right in, can you say, just if you want to say more about the mission of the Los Alamos Study Group? I know many of our listeners are familiar with your group, but for the newbies.
Yes, thank you. Well, the Los Alamos Study Group is a kind of action tank located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We work on nuclear policy issues, nuclear disarmament oriented, and war and peace issues. We've been doing this a very long time, and we are often in Washington, less so recently, but historically a lot, and we litigate. We want to bring some sanity and into the nuclear weapons policies of the U.S. and basically wind down nuclear weapons and liberate those resources for the true needs of society.
You know, I'm glad to have you on and urge people to log on to the Los Alamos Study Group website. Just so much information. There's so much to pay attention to, and it's a go-to site. Last October 30th, Greg Mello, the president said that he had ordered the U.S. military, these cold, cold words just hung out there, to immediately restart the process for testing nuclear weapons on a, quote, equal basis with Russia and China. So when you heard that, those comments, what did that tell you about maybe what did he mean? What was the president's understanding of what is actually going on? You start with, how did you react to that?
That's interesting. There's been so much that's gone on. It's good to resurrect that first fresh response. I said to myself and others, this is kind of a chaos bomb that Trump is throwing out there to create a certain amount of chaos and confusion and expand his negotiating leverage. And he made it, you know, very ambiguous. He doesn't care whether it's ambiguous. In fact, subsequently, he decided when the Secretary of Energy said, oh, no, we don't mean nuclear explosive testing, Trump said, well, maybe we do. Maybe we need to do that. And his labs, his nuclear warhead people are dead set against it, and they don't want it. They don't need it. They prefer the more lucrative surrogate testing methods that a whole generation of scientists and engineers have built their careers around. And so, he really stirred the pot, but what's going to probably come out of this is more funding for nuclear weapons.
You know, this, so I'm going to call it a chaos bomb, loud by a chaos bomber, and kind of, you know, I don't know, getting past that. Talk more about what's really going on, and something that, that I was reading about at the Los Alamos Study Group website was the activity at the two federal labs in New Mexico. Start where you think is most urgent about what is really going on. That new technology that is threatening our existence.
Sure. The part of the Department of Energy that develops nuclear weapons is called the National Nuclear Security Administration, and it chugs along. The sites, there are 8 sites that work on nuclear warheads. None of them were shut down during the recent shutdown, because they have this special funding arrangement that's created a big piggy bank for them, which tells you something about the unreasonable power they have within the federal government. They just chug along, and they don't want to talk about how they weren't affected, like, you know, people losing their SNAP benefits and so forth. No, the highly paid scientists just kept going. So they want to develop new kinds of nuclear weapons. Now, these aren't going to be like dramatically different, but slowly evolving, and it's a very lucrative business. They are working on, of course, bombs that fall from airplanes. They're under production now. One was just tested, dropping from an F-35 in Nevada, tested like with an inert, without exploding. A new ICBM, very expensive, very troubled, a new nuclear missile submarine, the Columbia class, also extremely expensive, new bombers, and new warheads for some of these things. The warheads are kind of what makes the warhead establishment tick over. There's a warhead for the new ICBM, which is really a golden opportunity for Livermore Lab in California, and it means that even the progressives in Congress that are vaguely anti-nuclear, afraid to cut into Livermore Lab's budget. Here in Los Alamos, we are to be the pit factory, the factory for the cores of that warhead, which is turning Los Alamos National Laboratory inside out, and they've hired 5,000 more people. It's a remote site, hardly accessible by large numbers of people. Basically, they've outgrown their site and their buildings and their road network and the housing supply. So there's a lot of impacts out here. And of course, Russia and China have, well, taking China first, they observe this. And while they've always been very conservative about their nuclear weapons, they said, okay, we're going to have to build up because the U.S. is not stopping. The U.S. is not fulfilling its non-proliferation treaty requirements and has never abandoned a first use policy. And so we're going to have to amp up our nuclear arsenal lest it be destroyed on the ground.
Greg Mello, everything you just said is so, so serious. And, you know, that there's all this activity in these different national laboratories that are so out of sight, continue to be funded. It almost sounds like fiction. Can you talk about what's going on at Los Alamos and those pit production? What is that? Say more about that.
Yes, I will. So there's plutonium is the material that's at the heart of these weapon cores, and it has to be processed, reprocessed, and then purified and alloyed and cast and machined and into these sort of softball or grapefruit-sized cores for nuclear weapons if there's going to be new kinds of nuclear weapons. There's nothing wrong with the ones we have. We have thousands. But the people who run this are very afraid to not have a factory. It takes a long time to build one. And they're afraid of forgetting how to do it. And so they want an operating factory as soon as possible. And they don't want to make onesies and twosies. They want to make as many as possible for the new Sentinel ICBM. So that is why Los Alamos National Laboratory has a crash program. They're working 24/7 on remodeling their old plutonium facility into a factory, along with other buildings around it. And they have now more than 10 times the number of people working in that facility it was originally designed for. So And it's all about projecting strength, being strong, which is the same as what Trump's remark was, all about projecting strength and power. And it's a mess out here.
Yes. The fact is, so you have this chaos bombing, but the fact is this production, this research continues nonstop. Are they detonating these as part of the testing? Like maybe that's, and maybe this is just that's an old-fashioned question. Maybe you don't have to.
It's not entirely old-fashioned. They are not detonating them. However, 1,000 feet below the ground in Nevada, where the underground tests used to take place, subcritical tests are taking place slowly. I mean, it takes a long time to do one of these. Very expensive, a lot of instruments. So they blow stuff up, but it never achieves a nuclear reaction. Mm-hmm. And that program is pretty expensive, and that's what's going to be pushed in the upcoming meeting in the next few days, if it's not already happening, of laboratory officials with Trump's National Security Council that was reported by CNN.
Okay.
So they are blowing stuff up, but it is not creating a nuclear explosion.
Now, it's a little more on like the 101. Who's in charge? Say more about the agencies that is under, these tasks are under, and who is overseeing it? Is there any oversight?
Yes. There's very little oversight. This is also peculiar to the nuclear business. So it's very technical and it's very secret. It's done by contractors. So we have the Department of Energy, cabinet position, Secretary of Energy, Wright. And then under him is a new guy, Brandon Williams, who has no background in this field. And he's been confirmed and is now the administrator of the NNSA. So he's in charge of all of this kind of work with warheads, including potentially underground nuclear explosions if they were to occur. But he doesn't really know anything, so he relies on the permanent bureaucracy beneath him, which is very small, actually, compared to the program. 95%+ of the work is done by contractors. So Los Alamos National Laboratory is owned by the Department of Energy, but operated by a special purpose company called Triad. Their contract is worth $38 billion. At Sandia, a few miles from me here, that is, has a long name and it's changed recently. So Los Alamos is 30, Sandia 38 billion, but you have the ballpark at least. And these are among the largest contracts of the federal government.
Yes.
And they don't have to put up any capital of their own. And it's all, in the case of Los Alamos, it's a nonprofit composed of the Battelle Memorial Institute, the University of California, and Texas A&M. But nonetheless, it gets profit, and that profit is distributed largely among the senior management and in other projects. So they're very well paid.
I'm speaking with Greg Mello, executive director and one of the founders of the Los Alamos Study Group. I wrote down very technical, but we have to we have to be able to understand it, or we will
a little. A little bit. Just the main thing to understand is that they don't need all this money and they don't need to do all this work.
Yes.
And even if you were to believe in the security power of nuclear weapons, which we don't, and you shouldn't.
Yes.
You don't need all this stuff. This is all a self-serving, career boosting, a con, basically.
You know, it's not fiction. There is a new-ish, this fall, a film, A House of Dynamite. What's your reaction to that? That may be something good for young people. It's frightening. I know it is. Your take on that?
Yes, it's really good to bring up. When we showed that movie in Los Alamos at a community center, there was a retired English teacher there who said, man, this would be fantastic for young people to see in a classroom context or in a context where there could be discussions of the issues that were kind of left on the table in the movie. It was almost made for discussion because there were so many things that were really important that kind of made people think. I thought it was a great movie, and I applaud the director's avoidance of emotionally satisfying endings. I know it's been negatively reviewed by some people because it didn't wrap everything up with a bow.
Yeah. Hey, the film we're talking about is A House of Dynamite. You know, Greg Mello, I just want people to log on to the Los Alamos Study Group website. It's old school. There's so much on there. That's how my brain works too. I mean, it's just all the facts that we need to be reading, and I'm glad you guys are keeping on top of this, but this is really, really, really serious. We'll hear more about that meeting that's been announced in the next couple of days or so. I'm speaking with Greg Mello, Executive Director of the Los Alamos Study Group. Check out their website. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, and Godspeed in your work.
Thank you. Thank you.